Catholic League condemns MSNBC's obscene comparison of Christians to Taliban. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 18, 2021. Catholic League President Bill Donahue has slammed MSNBC for comparing conservative Christians to the Taliban Islamic terror group, calling the comparison obscene. Senior pundits at MSNBC have compared Christians to the Taliban twice in the last week, Dr. Donahue noted in an essay Wednesday. Just as the radical Islamist forces are overwhelming the nation of Afghanistan. The justification for likening followers of Jesus to heavily armed Islamic extremists is Christian opposition to the radical feminist agenda, especially abortion, Donahue observed. MSNBC host Joy retweeted about the Taliban on August 14, adding that our own far religious right is dreaming of a theocracy that would impose a particular brand of Christianity on American society. Reid said Christians want to drive women from the workforce and solely into childbirth and control all politics, which Donahue called a plainly stupid remark given the record number of Republican women who were recently elected to the Congress. This is the real-life Handmaid's Tale. A true cautionary tale for the U.S., which has our own far religious right dreaming of a theocracy that would impose a particular brand of Christianity, drive women from the workforce and solely into childbirth, and control all politics. Joy Ann, Pro-Democracy, Reid, at Joy Ann Reid, August 14, 2021. What we keep learning, forgetting, and relearning, whether in Afghanistan or here in the U.S., is that religious extremism, backed by a willingness to use violence to impose a particular sectarian belief system as governing law, is incredibly dangerous, anywhere in the world, Reid said. 4 days later, MSNBC's lead story by Dean Obeidallah continued the comparison by criticizing Republicans who cling to a narrow reading of their religious beliefs, which they want to make into the law of the land. In his article, Obeidallah said the Taliban aren't the only ones trying to impose their will on women's bodies and choices, citing three issues to show how Christians resemble the Taliban: their opposition to abortion, their opposition to the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act, and their opposition to the Paycheck Fairness Act. As Donahue observed in Wednesday's essay, Christians are committed to protecting the life of unborn babies while the Taliban have been known to kill pregnant women in cold blood, which belies the absurd comparison. Donahue also noted that under the Taliban regime, women are imprisoned in their home, girls are not allowed to be educated after the age of 8, and women are not allowed to speak loudly in public, along with other forms of extreme oppression. Taliban militants also declare their right to take women as sex slaves. In concluding, Donahue condemned the extreme anti-Christian bigotry motivating those who compare conservative Christians to the Taliban. The comparison is obscene. So is MSNBC for giving these bigots a platform, he declared. Follow at Williams Rome.